Hi, and welcome to this iOS 12 demo. And in this demo, I just want to remind people about the new voiceover gestures now for the iPad in iOS 12. And of course, that's the new gestures for the home button, app switcher, control center, and notification center. Now, I should just say in regards to the notifications and control center, that you can still do the three-finger flick up or down from the status line to get into those options, of course, using VoiceOver. But as with the iPhone 10, we still don't know how long those gestures for notifications and control center are actually going to stay now that you can do them via the new iPhone 10 style gestures. So what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to go into VoiceOver practice mode. And of course, to do that, you do a four-finger double tap on the iPad.
Starting help. To stop help, perform a four-finger double tap or two-finger scrub or press escape on the keyboard.
And, of course, I'm currently using my iPad Pro here, 12.9-inch, to do the demo. All right, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to take my finger down to the physical bottom of the screen, not touching the screen, and I'm going to drag my finger up slowly. And what you'll hear is a first tone. The function that I'm going to be doing is initiated. Then a second tone will be for the home button, and then the third tone will be for the app switcher when I'm coming up from the bottom. And what VoiceOver says, it's a short drag for the home button or a long drag from the bottom of the screen, the app switcher. So let's do that now. Take my finger to the bottom of the iPad, start dragging as I touch the bottom of the screen.
Short slide from the bottom edge, go home.
Okay, short slide from the bottom edge, go home, i.e. the home button. So have another listen again. Go down the physical bottom of my screen and start.
Short slide from the bottom edge. Go home.
Okay, so let's try a long slide. So again, down the bottom of my screen, my fingers off the screen, and I'm going to start dragging up the screen.
Long slide from the bottom edge. Show app switcher.
Okay, so that's the app switcher. And just to show you, if I just touch the screen, don't move.
Touch. Select item under your finger.
It just says touch because I'm actually not actually moving my finger as I touch the screen, all right? So top of screen, and by the way, you can do this practically anywhere on the screen at the bottom or the top of you like. I tend to do it a couple of centimeters in from the left-hand edge. All right, so physical top of the iPad, taking my finger down and I'm moving as I touch the screen.
Short slide from the top edge. Show control center.
So short slide from the top edge. Show control center, and let's do it again. Physical top of the iPad, taking my finger down as I hit the screen.
Long slide from the top edge, show notifications.
Long slide from the top edge, show notifications. Okay, so it sounds pretty straightforward. The trick is to have your finger moving as you go on to the bottom or the top of the screen and keep moving steadily. Don't pause, because if you pause, it's as if you're going to touch the screen. Now, I'm just going to show you one more little function that I've just discovered with the iPad. So I'm going to come down the bottom and go up. Okay, now I'll go down.
Short slide from the bottom edge and then swipe down. Show or hide dock.
So that's the show or hide the dock. Just a point here, the show and hide dock command only works when you're inside an app. It actually doesn't work when you're at the home screen because, of course, the home screen is visible all the time. And I'll get onto a demo of that in just a tick. If you want to cancel the command, I'll just do this from the bottom edge again. Up, down, and I'll cancel the command. Okay, do it again. Just went up and down. Right, same thing from the top. Top of screen, tap my finger down, nothing happens, all right? So you can definitely abort the function if you want to. All right, so let's try these commands in real life, so to speak. I'm going to just do a two-finger scrub to come out of keyboard help.
Two-finger scrub. Escape the current context.
Or VoiceOver
practice. Stopping help.
Let's just go to the app switcher first. So I'm going to start from the bottom.
App switcher. Clock. Active.
Okay, so I've gone into
Swipe
the app
switcher.
Swipe up
with three fingers to close the app. Actions available.
Now, as you can tell, when you're going from the first tone, second or third, it's actually ascending in the tone. And the same when you go from the top, bottom, it's ascending in the tone sequence. So you also get a good idea of when to lift your finger up, depending on what tone you're hearing as well. All right, so we've landed on clock. So I'm going to go into that by just doing one finger double tap as normal with VoiceOver.
Clock. Edit button.
And now we're actually in an application. I'm actually going to do the home button function. So down the bottom of my screen, one, two, up.
FaceTime.
And I'm back at my home screen. Let's do the control center. So top of screen, touching it, the screen as I come down. One, two, up.
Control center. Aeroplane mode. Switch button. Off. Double tap and hold to show more controls. Double tap to toggle setting. Actions available.
Okay, so there's the control center. Let me do a home function. So down the bottom, up. One, two, up.
FaceTime.
Back to the home screen, notifications. Top of screen, dragging my finger onto the screen and keep moving. One, two, three, up.
Notifications. Notification center. Heading. Screen time. 3 hours ago. Weekly report available. You averaged 22 minutes of screen time last week.
Oh, did I? Funny that. All right, so let me do a home button. So down the bottom and going up. One, two, up.
FaceTime.
All right, so let's have a look at this show hide dock command. So to do that, I've got to open up an app. So let me just open up the good old clock app here on my iPad. I'm just going to use Siri to do it via the home button. Open clock.
Clock. Edit. Button.
Forefinger touch towards the bottom of my screen.
Timer. Tab. 5 of 5.
Okay, there's our tabs for the clock. So I come down the bottom of my screen and go up. Come down, take my finger off.
Dock. Messages.
Okay, and there's the dock. So if I flip back to the left,
dock.
I can't go any further.
Messages.
So I flip to the right, we've got messages.
Dock. Safari.
Safari.
Music.
Music.
Mail.
Mail.
Files.
Files. And then suggestions.
Suggestions. Clock.
Clock.
Twitter.
Twitter.
Safari.
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 And that's it. Okay.
Double tap to open.
Now, if I was to touch the rest of the screen, remember I've still got the clock visible on the screen. But what I personally find with VoiceOver, it's just easier to have the dock go away once I have checked it out, i.e. because I'm really going to actually use the dock to jump to another application. If I don't want to do anything, I'm going to hide the dock this time. So I'm going to take my finger at the bottom of the screen, go up, come down.
World clocks.
Paris, and we're back to the clock.
11:49 a.m. daytime.
Because in reality, you're actually going to use your dock to switch to another application, for example. So if I go up and come down.
Dock. Messages.
And I'm going to flick to the right.
Safari. Music. Mail. File. Suggestion. Twitter.
Okay, and double tap on Twitter.
Double tap. Twitter.
Okay, if I do a forefinger touch down the bottom of my screen.
Messages tab.
There's the tabs for the Twitter application. Let me show the dock again. So physical down the bottom of my screen, go up, come down.
Suggestions, Twitter.
Okay, so we're on suggestions, Twitter, because that's where I left from. So flick to the right.
Clock, 7:50 p.m.
Let's go back into clock.
Clock.
Okay, so forefinger touch down the bottom of my screen again.
Timer,
there's
tab.
The tabs for
five
the clock.
Five.
Let me just do a home button function. So I'm going to flick up from the bottom, release. And I'm back to my home screen. So that's the show hide dock command when you're inside an app. Now remember, you've also got your forefinger flick left and right to move between applications, of course, using iOS these days. The original iPad multi-touch gestures for 4 and 5 fingers and the pinch gesture are actually still there as well. So that will do me as a bit of a refresher or a new command if you're not used to the iPhone X style gestures for the home button, app switcher, control center, and notifications. And just in summary again, you take your finger down the bottom and as you touch the screen, keep moving your finger up, you hear a first beep to initiate the function. Second beep is the home button, and then the third beep, app switcher. And came from the top going down. The first beep is to initiate the function. Second beep is the control center. Third beep is the notification center. And as we discovered, that if you go down the bottom and go to the second beep, so first beep, initiate the command. Second beep, home button, but come down again. That shows or hides the dock. And if you do the down and up gesture from the top, it doesn't actually do anything. If you want to abort the command that you've just done, then as soon as you hear the first beep to initiate the gesture from top or bottom, you can take your finger back, straight back down again, that'll abort the command. And if you don't move your finger, this is just the tip as I said during the demo, if you just touch the screen and then move, you're really doing a drag movement or touching the screen. You're not actually doing anything else. If you want to practice, four-finger double tap to go into VoiceOver practice. It won't tell you about the initiate touch from the top or the bottom, but then it will say short drag from bottom of screen home, long drag from bottom of screen app switcher. And then from the top of the screen, again, it won't tell you about the first touch to initiate the function, but then it'll say short drag from top control center, and then long drag from top notifications. And as I finished up with, you've got the four-finger flick left and right when you're in an application to switch between applications, and the original multitasking gestures for four and five fingers, or the pinch gesture, are still there in iOS 12. Anyway, that will do me for this demo. And as always, thanks for listening, and bye for now.